Take this basket down to the river and bring me back a basket of water. Is it impossible? Hi, 亲爱的朋友你好，欢迎收听英语美文朗读。我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix。今天与你分享的美文叫做为何要读书。An old farmer lived on a farm in the mountains with his young grandson. Each morning, Grandpa was up early sitting at the kitchen table, reading his holy book. One day, the grandson asked, Grandpa, I tried to read the holy book just like you, but I don't understand it. And what I do understand, I forget as soon as I close the book. What good does reading the book do?The grandfather quietly turned from putting coal in the stove and replied, Take this coal basket down to the river and bring me back a basket of water. The boy did as he was told, but all the water leaked out before he got back to the house. The grandfather laughed and said, You have to move a little faster next time, and send him back to the river with a basket to try again.This time, the boy ran faster. But again, the basket was empty before he returned home. Out of breath, he told his grandfather that it was impossible to carry water in a basket, and he went to get a bucket instead. The old man said, I don't want a bucket of water. I want a basket of water. You're just not trying hard enough.And he went out of the door to watch the boy try again. At this point, the boy knew it was impossible, but he wanted to show his grandfather that even if he ran as fast as he could, the water would leak out before he got back to the house. The boy again dipped the basket into the river and ran hard. But when he reached his grandfather, the basket was again empty. Out of breath, he said,See, Grandpa, it's useless. So you think it is useless? The old man said. Look at the basket. The boy looked at the basket and for the first time realized that the basket was different. It had been transformed from a dirty old coal basket and was now clean inside and out. So, that's what happens when you read the book.You might not understand or remember everything, but when you read it, you'll be changed, inside and out. This story above uses a holy book as example, but applies to any book you read.
You 现在收听的是英语美文朗读。如果节目带给了你片刻宁静与温暖，欢迎你分享给更多的朋友，让我们一起发现英语的别样魅力。同时，也欢迎你在喜马拉雅 FM 搜索关注英语美文朗读，来收听更多暖声英语美文。我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix, and see you next time.